Now, our meeting this morning is to listen to an address on the theme of the conference by Hugh Doncaster. He will speak after a period of worship together, and when he has finished, we shall again enter into a period of worship and then conclude the meeting without any further intervention from me. Most friends will know Hugh Doncaster very well by name, but I think we should like to know a little more about him so that we may feel we know him as a person as he speaks to us. He's known to many friends around the world, I expect, in two capacities. First, because for 20 years he has been at Woodbrook in Selly Oak, Birmingham, as lecturer in the history and principles of Quakerism, and a great many friends from all parts of the world have enjoyed his teaching and ministry there. And then for the last 3 years he has been the Extension Secretary at Woodbrook, and this has given an opportunity for travel which was not there before, and so he has been able to visit some friends' meetings not only throughout the United Kingdom and Ireland, but briefly in Kenya, in Rhodesia, This, I think, was not on the program. Besides visiting throughout the United Kingdom and Ireland, he has been able to visit briefly in Kenya, in Rhodesia, in South Africa, and in the Near East. And he tells me that although during these years he has been known to most of us as what I may call a professional Quaker, he has in fact also been what we call in Britain a part-time smallholder. I don't know whether you call them a weekend farmer, but at any rate, he's been earning some of his keep by working on the land. We all like to know how friends like this begin their careers, and Hugh Doncaster was at two friends' schools in Britain, Sidcot and Leighton Park, and then read natural sciences at Cambridge University. He was clerk to the Young Friends Central Committee of London Yearly Meeting and their travelling secretary. And then during the Depression years, which Europe and America shared, he worked with unemployed miners in Cardiff and the Rhondda Valley and was resident warden of the Friends Meeting House there. And he tells me that for him, this was quite as important, if not more important, a part of his education as those earlier years at Cambridge and at Friends' schools. This is his second visit to the USA, because he visited it briefly in 1937 when he represented Young Friends of London Yearly Meeting at the conference held at Swarthmore. Therefore, we shall listen to Hugh Doncaster this morning speaking to us on the theme of our conference.